So, jetzt wird das hier ein bisschen englischsprachig. Wir haben am Telefon Svetlana aus Sarajevo, das ist das Queer-Festival, überfallen worden. Hello, Svetlana, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
That's really a good connection we have. You sound really clear. So, the Queer Festival got attacked. Can you tell me something about it?
Well, we were receiving threats weeks before the festival started, and the festival was open regardless of all of that. We reported everything to the police and communicated to the police regarding security and decided to open the festival regardless. So the 24th of September was the official opening. We knew that on that day there will be protests. We knew that the posters were plastered all over town the night before, and we informed the police about that. But once the opening started to get a head start, we had about 350 to 400 people attend the exhibit and that formal opening. And at the same time, protesters were outside of the gallery. They were outside of the academy. And when people started to leave, that's when the attacks started to happen. People were basically chased in taxis and all over town as they were leaving the academy and leaving the safe zone. We ended up being at the emergency room until 4 o'clock in the morning, filing police reports, and then deciding how to continue for the next day when we organized the press conference and we decided to close the festival for the public. However, attacks continued. Threats continued. We were followed by a car. We were threatened, and then we decided that basically we would need to either shorten or close some of the activities, but to keep the festival open, which is still open.
Oh my God. Like this kind of attacks also happened at Budapest, and there they were basically by right-wing people. How was it at Sarajevo? Was it like the normal civilian, or was it more right-wing attacks?
They were, it seems like that they were religious fundamentalists, and they were also probably football fans. Because on one side, people who were outside of the gallery seemed to be part of that religious fundamentalist extremist group. But the ones who were doing the deed, who were not in front, but were actually waiting on people in little pockets, like, as colleagues said, like cockroaches all over town. They were actually either football fans or just delinquent, underage male persons who were pretty much all under 20.
And
So
now,
we shouldn't generalize. We don't really exactly know what groupation they belong to.
the next question, which also comes to kind of a core, how can we support you from here?
Well, to us, the primary thing at this point is security. We have been marked as targets, and we basically keep, we keep receiving threats. We need the pressure to be made on our government in order to investigate all the crimes and everything that happened. The Council of Europe met to discuss Bosnia and Herzegovina issue a couple of days after the festival was closed, at which point our governmental representatives, who kept quiet here in Bosnia, decided to speak about Bosnia as a democratic and multicultural state. Council of Europe issued a recommendation and a resolution which was adopted that they condemn all the violence that happened to LGBT individuals during the Queer Festival as well as organizers, and that they recommend that our authorities do the same as well as investigate the crimes and protect the population and the organizers. Those individuals from the Bosnian delegation have come home. We have not heard anything. Today is the day of the elections, and we do hope that some of the condemning on their behalf will be happening from this point on. We really need the pressure to be made on our government to investigate the crimes, to prosecute the crimes, and to protect. The issue was that after the first day of the opening, when the public peace and order was definitely harmed and the atmosphere in the town was just nauseating, it was just extremely violent, we had to continue working in those conditions. And nobody should be working in such conditions, because your starting line is violence and its lack of security, lack of sense of security, and that's pretty much what we have been feeling ever since then.
Mm-hmm. But like directly, do you need money, or do you need people writing articles, or do you need that people, I don't know, write to their European Union representative, or
any letters that can be written on the level of European Union or Council of Europe coming from your government or any government, but being directed towards our, reminding our state of the obligations, or basically in the same way, tightening the money chain. You see, I have at some point started to think how we really need to talk about money. The organization has been functioning for 6 years. We constantly and all the time pay taxes. We receive donations from foreign organizations. So we have paid our government to be protective, to speak out. We are a secular state, but nobody would actually know that because the government was remained silent. We, at this point, had to move our office because we were kicked out of the office. We need any kind of support that we can get, but we need most of support on that political level.
Mm-hmm. And now my last question, like there is a kind of discussion here if like when this parade happen, if people from Germany should go there and support you by being there. Is this of any help, or is it more disturbing because we would come and go?
Well, when we had people and guests from abroad, and we had guests from the region, when all of this started happening, when everybody was becoming a target, we basically decided to advise people to leave, and everybody who was not from Sarajevo just to leave. Bosnian people also felt safer doing that on their behalf. One of the activists, who was also the selector of the film program for the festival, basically wrote how when we were taking him to the airport, he left the day before. He was a person who was the most seriously hurt. He is the Danish citizen. Mm-hmm. He lives in Latvia. He basically described it as thinking of how him leaving the airport and the Sarajevo felt probably the same during the war when people were reaching the airport and leaving Bosnia, you know, war-torn Bosnia, except that nobody around him knew that there was a war.
Mm-hmm.
This basically is continuation of war because there's no sense of security. Most organizers of the festival are from Sarajevo and are born in Sarajevo, and although we are told that we have brought this from the West and that we now need to leave, we have no place to leave. This is our country. Mm-hmm. Where am I supposed to go? I was raised in the old town in this neighborhood. So it's just very strange situation, and it has been exacerbated by the silence of those who are responsible. And this was happening before the festival, during the festival, and after the festival. So the festival is still open, and it's not about culture and arts anymore. It's more about political activism. We had one goal, and that was to show and connect, or to make connection visible regarding fascism and nationalism and all of these other isms. And this festival actually has showed that. We also have underlined the issue that only in connecting feminism and post-feminism and peace movement and queer movement and all of these other, you know, green peace, etc., we can only, by connecting and working together, also try to diminish or to decrease the bad influence that is just without tact. It's just not, it seems to be placing itself above all our laws, and it seems to be placing itself above the European Convention.
Okay, thanks a lot. I do my best to get this thing public, and I send you warm solidarity from Hamburg.
Thank you very much.
I thank you. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.